My name is Sister Cecily, and I'm the director of the Bosco Centre. And the Bosco Centre has been up and running in Bermondsey for 28 years. It has dealt systematically with the needs of the local community. Always, it's worked from youth clubs to schools to networking with churches, clubs, schools, libraries, doctor surgeries. And that's the way we've worked in all this time. And throughout this time, we've built up a nursery for teenage parents, plus low-income parents, after-school clubs for junior children with working parents, youth clubs with the youth service, and finally a college for young people. And all through that time, we have targeted particularly disadvantaged young people who found it hard to move along in society because of situations that maybe failed them. Sometimes through their own faults, but mostly society's situations. So what I wanted to talk about tonight was the situation of unemployment with young people and the really bleak situation it is that it's not just to have an education is going to get you a job, because you can have an education and not get a job. We all know that. You can come out of university and have nothing. But there's young people who've got almost no qualifications because school hasn't given them the answers. And lots of reasons, not just school, obviously, it's families, it's all the situations in society. So we've tried to bring this into our college area. And what we found out was we've got apprentices, we've got foundation learners, we've got three apprentices here tonight who are all apprentices in youth work, but we do it in administration, childcare, IT, and something else, and youth work. So we've been working at that, but we found it really difficult to try and get employers to work with us, to get employers on our side, because of the kind of rumours that go out about young people. That, you know, they're not as good as they should be, that they're writers or this, that, and the next thing. But it's not true. It's a very, very small minority of young people who cross the line. So, what was I saying there now? Yes, what we find out is when we take young people on the foundation course, that's the beginnings, pre-apprenticeship, we find that there's quite a high dropout. And that's because they're not ready for that kind of depth of study. And what we're trying to put forward tonight is that we would like the council to support us in what we call a pop-in centre. And we'd like to run it in the Blue down in Bermondsey, the market of the Blue, because there's lots of places there. And it's right next to, it would be next to, if we could get it to a one-stop shop, which gives benefits, housing, all those kind of things. And we'd like to fit out a full kitchen, a leisure area, and we'd like to use our apprentices and our young trainees as the people who will work with, engage with young people. And we took the ages of 14 to 18, and it would be during the day, because many 14-year-olds are in that school. So the idea was to encourage them to come in and do relationship work. We've got massive relationship work around North South, it was schools and families, and just last night, it was this night, tonight, the deputy head of COLA asked me if we would take a year 10, who's been expelled from SILS, has been put out of school, and can we do something for him? And he's a year 10, that would be perfect for him, because he would be treated as an individual, he would be listened to. And that's what it's about. So we would like the council to support us in that, with helping us to get a place. And there is a place in the market. There's a carpet shop, but it's down for retail, and we would want it to be changed for education. Education and training, but on a very informal way, so that they would move from there, begin to get study skills, begin to feel that personal development is important, CVs are important, how I'm interviewed is important, and can I move into jobs that are not necessarily highbrow, things like nails. You know, becoming a person who can do nails, I mean, if you look at women.
Thank you very much, Natalia.
Thank you.
I've got some councillors. Do you have a question for the leader of the council or the relevant cabinet member?
Yes, we would like you to support us and to give us some money to do it.
Eric, you're to the leader then.
Well, Sister Cecily, firstly, can I thank you for all the work you do at the Bosby Centre with your colleagues, and obviously, huge congratulations to the apprentices there, and good wishes and good luck as you carry on through the courses that are being run at the Bosco Centre. I had an idea that when you said to me, I've got something to ask you, when I was speaking to you just outside, that it would be a big ask. And what I can say is that my colleagues, Councillor Livingston and Councillor Dixon File, I think will pick this up after this evening. It's something obviously we're very anxious to do. It fits very much with the agenda actually that all of us, I'm sure, have been signed up to, improving life chances of our young people across the borough and making sure that nobody falls through the education system so that they're not in a position to find a job or something worthwhile to do when they get 18 or older. So this is something that Dora and Richard will take away, and I hope we'll be able to find something positive to say very soon. Is that okay? And everyone's heard it, and I know they'll hold me to account.
Thank you. I have a list of members who have indicated they wish to ask a question. So if you just stay there. Councillor Nood, summarise.
Thanks, Madam Mayor. Thank you, Sister Cecily. And thank you, as Councillor John says, for all that you do in the community. And also thank you for helping us save Kingstairs Gardens, which you guys did a fantastic job on and really gave Thameswater a piece of your mind, Sister Cecily, which was very helpful for the local community. So thank you for that. I mean, I'm very interested in what you're saying about using sort of empty premises, because I think that's something the council can really generally be helpful on. And I think, sadly, sometimes our property department's more worried about just maximising profit from the big portfolio we have, and actually using empty premises as a way of regenerating areas like the Blue is really valuable work. So I think it's a great idea. I suppose I wanted to sort of tap into your wisdom a bit about that gap you were talking about between sort of people's skills and being able to start apprenticeships. Because again, that's something I think the council may be able to help with. And I just wondered how in practice you help a youngster get to the position where they're really able to start an apprenticeship. And I don't know if any of the apprentices here have that experience and that support, that we could hear from them about how that happens. Not to put them on the spot, and they don't have to, but just to try and really get the wisdom about how we bridge that gap.
Well, I know it's imperfect, I'll admit that myself, and I struggled quite hard to get my grant, and obviously I didn't know about Bosco until someone showed me about it, and when I came to it, sister talked to me about what is there, so I thought I would do the business side first, but then she saw me more working with young people because she said I had a lot of skills, and I thought I had a lot of skills, but lately I've been putting myself down because trying to get a job out of there and it's not working. You do so much, like you do all the stuff you wanted to do in school, they tell you to do all your education and all of that, and you do it, but there's still nothing out there, so you're confused with doing what you're asked, but you're not getting nothing out of it. But since I've started the apprenticeship, I've got more, I don't know how to explain it.
Motivation.
Yeah, that's it. I've got more motivated in what I want to do and where I want to go. And I don't like to be struggling, and I'm sure other young people don't like to be struggling. So I started up my own little music project with the same help from Sister. Sister helped me start that up, and I'm proud of doing it, and I want to continue doing it. And what Sister said, I think, is a brilliant idea, and I think you will get a lot. I have to put it, I have to end it, really. That's the problem.
Thank you very much. Councillor Eastley. Many thanks, Madam Mayor. Many thanks for your presentation. I find it very useful. As a Cabinet Member for Economic Development, we're looking a lot of the issues that you raised in your presentation. I just wanted to ask a couple of questions. Firstly, you were talking about looking around for jobs and apprenticeships and that kind of thing. How easy do you find it to find the information that you need? Is there some way in which that could be improved? The other question or thing I wanted to pick up on was the fact that you said we really need to change the perceptions of young people in Southwark, and I was wondering if you had any ideas about how we could do that.
Well, I think first of all, if we just publicise, tonight was a wonderful publicity for young people, and Veronica did a marvellous PR job on the young people in the Olympics. I think that was tremendous, and I think if you were a young person in that hall, I think you must have felt very proud. I certainly felt very proud of myself for them. So I think it's about publicity, showing what they can do, but it's also talking to employers and talking to the council. You know, the council could certainly does employ some apprentices, but I don't think it employs enough at all. And there are no youth work apprentices in the council just now. I have 8 youth work apprentices who are looking for placements. And I must say that the youth service gave us some money to pay them so that they worked for us. And that was good. And thank you to the youth service for that. And that was Pat Shelley. But the council itself, I feel, has a responsibility for training for the young people and training apprenticeships. Now, I don't want to blow our horn, but for all the time that we've been in, we've had the college there, 16 years, we've never had anything but a level 2, an Ofsted 2. We've never had below 2. Now that means you're a good provider. You're a good provider of training, and yet the council does not choose us to take the training forward. They chose somewhere outside. Now, I think if you look at your local area, your local providers, if they're good, I'm not saying doing if they're not good, but if they're good training providers, use them. Does that answer the question?
Thank you very much. The time for question has ended. I will suggest to all the councillors that you should go and visit the Busker Centre.